You know, to bring people kind of up to speed, in all six of our wells that are operating wells here in Hastings, they are at or just above the limit, current limit for PFABs. But what we're dealing with is OSHA and the EPA and the Minnesota State Health Department are coming out with new, much more restrictive guidelines for this in your water system. So that means we're going to be having to have treatment plants. Now you can look at some, Burnsville, they're looking at putting in one large plant to deal with their whole city. We have opted to look at three smaller plants strategically located around the city. The land that we're looking at, all of that is owned by the city. The land for one of our plants is behind the armory. The city still owns that pie-shaped chunk of land, and it's big enough to put in this treatment plant. The second location is in Lyons Park next to the pump house on the east side of the park that's there now, has been there for a number of years. There's room enough to add on there and put the second plant there. The third plant is going to be in the Wallen Addition, kind of by the park area there. There's a lot of space because that's a pretty good size park as you walk, drive, whatever you want to do, come through it in that park area. So it could be moved around in there. I mean, it's not a small building. It's 75 by 100 or 110, and they're probably 30 feet high. We're looking at the land value of the three locations is approximately $230,000 for that land, which we already own. We have a $3.2 million grant to design the water treatment plants themselves, and then we're continuing to pursue other capital grants, either federal or state. Now, in neither case, everything that's happening has been by some legal action. There's not been outright grants of money coming from the federal or the state government. So it's not an easy situation, but, you know, maybe there will be some changes that will make this easier for the citizens of Hastings and the surrounding area.